I woke up this morning and saw a headline in the Seattle Times. Teachers quit in protest over what they consider anti-gay policy at Christian school in Shoreline. And it's a story about King's School, which I know a little bit about. And they say in the story that at least five teachers either felt pushed out or voluntarily quit because of the perception that administration was requiring them to disavow same-sex relationships, both on the job and in their personal lives. And they said that some of these teachers just were not happy or comfortable doing that. Now, if this was a public school, I would completely, absolutely understand that. But it's a private Christian school. And if you are a Christian, you believe the Bible's the inspired word of God. And one of the things that they had in one of these writings between a parents group and the community at King's, the historical biblical standards of morality state that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are inerrant in their original writings and are of supreme and final authority. And what they're talking about there is Bible says marriage should be between a man and a woman. Now, if you don't believe that, if you don't live that, if you completely disagree with that, King's absolutely is not for you. It absolutely is not. But it's a private school, and you're not paying tax dollars there. You can choose to send your kids there or not. But, man, what struck me was just the raw hatred in the comments directed at King's. And as I said, I know a little bit about this particular school because one of our three daughters went to King's for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. It was a great fit for her in 6th, 7th, 8th grades. And then she went back to the public high school after that. But I got to know a little bit about this community of people and the teachers there and the administrators. And I will tell you, I've never felt a more loving group of people in my life. And so to see them, the subject of such abject hate, I will tell you that the community that they have built as a school, it is the envy of most private schools. Everybody would love to replicate what they've built there at King's. And what I find so amazing is I understand that if there's a kid who, now they also say that you should only have sexual relations within marriage. And does everybody live that? That they don't fool around before they're married? Probably not. But that doesn't mean they still can't hold that up as what is a biblical standard. In a public school, you absolutely don't do any of these things. In a private Christian school, you would be stinking hypocrites. And I am tired of these people of such weak faith who, because they are the subject of, I talked about this on this show on Friday in a completely different context. But I talked about how tough it is to be a Christian in a radically liberal area. It's really challenging because it is the one group that is okay to just be openly hateful toward. And, you know, I didn't know anything about their LGBTQ policy or anything when we had a daughter there. It was simply not an issue that we ever thought about, that ever came up. We just loved the education, the community, all of that. But this notion that a Christian school can't have teachers who are told that you're supposed to teach and live by Christian principles, it's bizarre. But it's what happens in such a radical region as the one in which we live, because there is a demand by the left for groupthink. And believe me, I know this because that's why I'm the subject of such radical vitriol, because I dare not engage in groupthink. And I've said my life would be a million times easier if I just went along with what everybody else around here seems to think. And I'm sure they'll make my show even more popular. No, it wouldn't. It'd ruin my show because nothing ruins a radio talk show like inauthenticity. And if people just go along for the sake of getting along, that's what I can't imagine living your life that way. Bottom line, of course a Christian school can have Christian principles. They can have their teachers sign documents that mandate that they teach and abide by Christian principles. If they don't want to work there, don't work there. Go work in the public schools. If you don't want your kids there, don't send your kids there. Send them to the public schools. But there are 1,300 kids, and I don't know how many families that represents, for whom the school has worked wonderfully, lovingly well. And for them to be the subject of, I mean, I thought the Seattle Times was a hit piece. I thought that the comments were reprehensible. I don't know if they've cleaned them up, but the ones that I saw at 6 o'clock this morning were just reprehensible because they dare not engage in groupthink. I don't know how people live their life with groupthink. No idea. But that's what's being mandated more than ever by the left. If you're listening to my show on Friday, I got kind of emotional, pretty heartfelt. I talked about the challenges of being a Christian in a place like Seattle, both on and off the air, because it's just become almost sport to hate on Christianity. In a place that says that they are all about diversity and tolerance, it can just get really hateful for Christians around here. And I woke up this morning to a story, headline Seattle Times, teachers quit in protest over what they consider anti-gay policy at Christian school in Shoreline. It's a story about King's High School. And I will, full disclosure, one of our daughters attended King's for a few years. And also the head of King's Schools, Eric Rasmussen, is a friend of mine. And he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Eric, good to talk to you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time with me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dory. Appreciate it.
Okay. So tell me about the genesis of this story. What it says is that 9 teachers left King's because of what they perceived to be an anti-LGBTQ environment for the kids there. What do you say?
Yeah, so, you know, we had, we just had one teacher and 2 part-time teachers that were specific to us in terms of giving information that this was the reason that they chose to leave our community. And, you know, we respect that people might have a difference of opinion. But, you know, we have turnover each year. We have some teachers that leave for a variety of reasons, but one full-time teacher and 2 part-time teachers that notified us specifically related to this particular issue.
Okay. And I guess what I find remarkable, disappointing about the coverage of this is our public schools have just become so secularized. And they always say, hey, if you want to have faith in the school, you got to go to a private school. And so here's a private school that is not just as I understand it, but I was a King's parent for a couple of years. So I know this, that you run the school by a lot of Christian principles. And I guess I find it amazing that people try to take you down for having a Christian school with Christian principles.
Yeah. You know, this year we're celebrating our 70th year of existence here at King's. And, you know, it has been founded on Christian principles for that entire time. And it is, you know, when we sent some information out to our families this year, it was really to provide, kind of reemphasize what we've stood for 70 years and give clarity. But that is to the Christian principles from which we have been founded on. but by no means did it was it designed to separate us from any student being welcome here. Our admissions policies haven't changed. We continue to love and welcome all kids that choose to come to King's and families that choose to come to King's to embrace them as a part of our community. It is a, you know, we were blessed to have your family as a part of our community. It's a unique place that we don't hide that is founded on Christian values and principles. But by no means are we saying that kids are not welcome and kids are not loved, because nothing could be further from the truth.
Okay. And the phrase that the Times quoted is that King's believes in the historical biblical standards of morality, that the ministries believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are inerrant in their original writings and of supreme and final authority. To me, that's what Christianity is about. I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe the Bible's the inspired word of God, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, again, that's when we sent out some of these publications over the summer, it was just to reemphasize that if anyone was kind of questioning where we stood. But again, that design was not designed to say that we're against someone coming or being a part of who we are, but just to clarify, we're Kings, and this is what we're founded on.
Okay, so if you have a kid there, Eric, who identifies as gay or transsexual or bisexual, whatever, would they be denied entrance?
No, we would welcome them, and we would educate them with great love and to give them an excellent Christian education, like we would to any student that we have of the 1,337 kids that are walking our halls today.
So what was the feedback that you got? Because you said that it was pretty powerful, that you read some letters from some kids who felt like they were not welcome to be themselves there. What was their complaint that you cited in this Time story as being powerful, that you said our hearts hurt from that? What were some of the things they said that made your heart hurt?
Well, you know, I think for any kid to say, you know, for any reason where there was something where they, you know, they didn't feel welcome or they didn't feel loved, that pains me. But I also want to note that our desire is to make sure that every kid feels loved and welcomed. But you know, what you do on a daily basis. You know, sometimes we don't always agree on a particular stand, and sometimes that we're seen as, well, you don't love me because you don't agree with me. And, you know, again, that's just not true. Ours is a situation where we're going to love all kids, welcome them, and we're even trying to teach them how to have a civil, kind, grace-filled Christian discourse when we don't agree with someone else. And so I think some of it comes from, you know, not fully agreeing with a position and not feeling like it's a perfect fit. My heart hurts because we want kids to have a great experience at King's, and that's what we're committed to doing every day.
The Times said that the teachers that they talked to perceived that King's requires them to disavow same-sex relationships, both on the job and in their personal lives. Is that something that you ask of teachers, to disavow same-sex relationships?
Yeah. So when we sent out our notes this summer, it was trying to provide clarity in terms of where we stand from a Christian organization. So what we don't want to do is we don't want to provide confusion for our kids or for our families. So when we talk to our teachers, what we're doing is we want to be together in terms of as we guide and work with kids from ages 2 to 18 in a way that kids are not confused, but also in an environment where they're open to diverse thought and questions, and done in a loving way so that we can talk through issues, but we still go back to, you know, here is kind of the biblical Christian principles from which we stand.
Well, look, you're a private school. There are a lot of schools of faith that are private, and you are free as a private school to run the school as you and your book of faith perceive, and people are free to go there or not go there if they don't think it's a good fit. And that's why, as I said, I'd understand if this was an issue in a public school, but attacking a Christian school for having Christian principles, that just seems bizarre to me. And that's why, and plus I just, I grew to love the community there. I think that you guys are a model for how you build community. And so I felt it a little personally when I read such, not just the story, but the comments, but I just thought it was not an accurate reflection of who and what all of you are.
Thanks, Tori. I appreciate that. And we do. We think it's a special community, and it was a blessing to have your family part of that. And it is. We our daily goal is how we build those deep relationships with kids. And again, in situations sometimes where when we have almost 1,350 kids and 900 or 1,000 families in our community, we're not always going to agree exactly on every issue. But I think we demonstrate kind of who we are as followers, as people of faith, of how we treat one another. And, our commitment is that we treat one another with love and respect and in a welcoming attitude and atmosphere.
Although I will say, if you truly wanted to live your Christian faith, you'd let me win at ping pong once in a while.
We've had a lot of good battles.
Just once in a while.
Looking forward to the next one.
That's all I'm asking. All right. Eric Rasmussen, he's the head of King's Schools. I appreciate you coming on with me, Eric.
Great. Thanks, Dory.
Thank you very much, Eric.